I'm Clyde Lewis. And this is Ground Zero. The number to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. You know, it never ceases to amaze me how people from outside seem to have an attitude about what's going on when people are subjected to Battlefield America every night. People say, well, then move out of there. Well, you know what? It's hard to move out of there when you don't have the money to move out. And they assume things. They assume that you think a certain way, when in reality, it's nothing of the sort. The reason why I come in riled tonight, and I got to calm down because I know that you come in with a nasty attitude, you're going to have a nasty response. But last night, Wes Scottko and I were trapped in our building as the so-called peaceful protests developed into a riot situation that moved from a confined area near the Justice Center to the courthouse. Now, the crowd spilled over to where our building was located. We're right near the courthouse. And explosions were heard outside and police bullhorns shouting that a riot situation was underway. It was terrifying. It was just, you know, and for some reason, it was a lot more terrifying because I was watching Andy Ngo's coverage of the riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And just as the bombs were exploding outside my window, I was watching groups running and shooting one another in Wisconsin. And there was also a clip where a young man had his arm ripped to shreds by a gun. Somebody had shot him. And the wound was so bad, you could see the muscles and tendons barely clinging to the bone. It was like a war zone. I was watching a war situation going on in Kenosha. I posted videos simultaneously showing the chaos here in Portland and then the shootings in Kenosha, and people were confused. I guess they couldn't believe that there was a deadly synergy going on between both cities happening at the same time. And I thought to myself, my God, this is what civil war looks like. And I realized that this is what Argentina was like in the 1980s, but you know what? It was much worse there, much worse here than it is there. I mean, it's worse here. Because at least there, I knew what to avoid. I knew where not to go. Here, you don't know if you're going to be standing in the middle of a riot. And that's basically what's going on here. I mean, we were doing an after show, and I noticed that the SWAT teams and the tactical teams were moving in near the courthouse, and I thought, well, I don't see anybody down there. It looks pretty quiet. But I was wrong, because the minute we went in to try and do other production in the back after we did our after show that we do on Facebook, everything was insane. We had ambulances. We had fire trucks. We had everything out there. Bombs going off. And after debating whether or not Wes and I should stay longer and wait for the riot to die down, we evacuated the building with the help of a security guard. Wes was armed. He was the first to leave the building to find his car. Then the security guard escorted me out just as the police were again moving toward our building with tear gas and bombs. And right now, to be honest, I feel like that weird uncle at the family reunion. You know, that one who tells his war stories, but it's not about North Korea or Vietnam. This is not Tehran, Ukraine, or Kandahar. This is the United States of America in 2020. This is Portland, Oregon in 2020. This is Kenosha, Wisconsin in 2020. And as I ran, got into Wes's car, I had this cold feeling come over me. I mean, I knew people were going to die in Kenosha. And the next morning, my worries came true. Two people declared dead. A third was injured. For many months, all eyes have been directed to COVID-19 propaganda. It's been a big circus sideshow with Fauci and Gates and the mainstream corporate media mouthpieces striking thunderbolts in the storm to scare the unknowing audience into submission so the transformation of the Great Reset could start. Of course, the global reset is not a myth. It's something the World Economic Forum and the International Monetary Fund wants to ease us all into smoothly. But as I have indicated many times on the show, while the leaders of this reset are beside themselves with how easy it was to dupe the masses into giving up their freedom for safety theater, we're now seeing what happens when people lose hope. mean, this is now beyond the quick fix of some political victory for either Trump or Biden. And the American people have to realize this is not about your political colors and which violent group to support. This is about the controlled demolition of the United States of America, the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America. All the doom and gloom and divisiveness in the United States has caught the attention of experts who evaluate the strength of governments around the world. Economist Intelligence Unit's Democracy Index now, it's a measure that's widely cited by the political scientists. They have demoted the United States from a full democracy to a flawed democracy, citing a drop in Americans' trust in their political institutions. As much as you want to believe the polls are this, or everybody gathers around this guy or that guy, any kind of confidence in the political institutions of this country are failing. In fact, they're failing so badly that last night on CNN, Don Lemon was with Chris Cuomo, and they were talking about this, that it's now showing up in the polls. When people are polled how they feel about the country right now, they wish that the Democrats would address the riot situation because they're ignoring it. Finally, somebody's saying it's about time they wake the hell up and start talking about it instead of pretending it's a myth. But of course, the media, they've been painting a picture of a very dark America that needs to revolt and carry out whatever means necessary to secure a left vote for the administration or another left administration. We've seen violent protests, which have been ignored by this liberal media, and you know, we've seen them being spotlighted by conservative media, conservative groups. They say, well, this is a threat to our national security. Oh, no, no, no. Calm down. Calm down. These are peaceful protests. These are all peaceful. Don't worry about it. You know, don't, no, 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 no. You're overdoing this. You know, this is for the best, the greater good. See, this imbalance is actually affecting Americans that feel that their way of life is being threatened. The continued onslaught of this activity, it's not going to stand with most Americans. And apparently what happened in Wisconsin last night is showing all Americans that the backlash is underway, an example of things to come. Welcome to your first police state. You know what they're calling it? They're calling it a boogaloo. Boogaloo. What is happening in Kenosha, Wisconsin is the reckoning. It is the reckoning. So we have the boogaloo and we have the reckoning. And Ground Zero listeners as far back as 20 years ago know that it was eventually going to come to this. I remember I was complaining to one of my friends and she said to me, she says, Clyde, why are you complaining? You predicted this. I said, yeah, but I didn't expect it to be this bad. I thought Americans would wake up and take care of it, but they're not waking up and they're not taking care of it. No, not no. At least. And so what? We look at what Wisconsin is doing. We're saying, is this the line being drawn? I mean, back when we had no idea what factions would create the civil upheaval, I mean, we didn't know it would be like this. Many back then thought the federal government would turn on them and allow lawlessness to foment for the sake of police and surveillance state. That's why they were saying 1776, blah, 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 blah. Now we know what is happening. Now we know that what is happening has been caused by state government and leaders that are too damn afraid to act and people that are not used to widespread insurrection in their country. The question is why? Why is this going on? Well, I can give you the answer. I mean, I think I have the answer. Not necessarily. I mean, your mileage may vary. I always tell people, you know, you could disagree with me and that's fine. But when you really think hard and long about why this is continuing in this country, when you think hard and long about why certain areas are having these riots, certain areas are having this lawlessness going on, I think the answer is obvious as to why this is going on. And if you want me to reveal it, I will. And when I do reveal it, I don't want you to take it lightly, okay? The reason why this is continuing, and please, I know this is like mastering the obvious, but I'm going to tell you the truth here. The reason why this is going on in these areas and these governments and places is because local governors and mayors, plain and simply, want the violence. They love it. They relish it. It brings them power and prestige. It gives them more of a reason to crack down on innocent people, shut down businesses, and collect those emergency funding checks that are never used for the people, only for those who give them special favors. They run their government like mob bosses. They should be charged with dereliction of duty. And the question is, why are they continuing to make draconian decisions about our freedoms and allowing crimes to occur in their cities? In many countries, this would be grounds for extrajudicial execution. Not by the people causing the melee, but the leaders who are allowing it continue to maintain their power. This is how they do it. They look like heroes. They allow the crimes to continue, and then one day they wake up and they say, oh, you know what? I just don't like this anymore. I'm going to try and clean it up. And they're going to say, we did our best to clean up everything, and look where we are now. Well, okay. It'd be like superheroes making their own villains so they can slay them, making your own dragons to slay. That's exactly what they're doing. They're making their own dragons so they can take the sword, stab it in the heart, and say, look what I did. I am your king. I am your ruler. I am blessed. I slay the dragon. They're phonies. They're nothing but big, fat phonies. They do it because they love it. They're doing it because they relish it. They're doing it because they want to look like heroes when it all goes down and stops. That's the only other way I can see it. I mean, if you can tell me why this is why they're allowing this to happen, if you have a better reason why, I want to hear it, because I just feel as though that they love this. They love to watch people squirm. They love to watch people terrified and scared and traumatized, because it just gives them more power. That's how sick and twisted and psychopathic these bastards are. 877-733-1011. It's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.